There it is, the first single from the self-titled debut release from Crash Karma. That tune is called Awake. You know what? I decided not to change my questions because I think I can take you guys.
Oh, dude.
A little deathmatch happening at the ale.
See you there. It was funny, it's been brought to my attention that it kind of makes sense. I've heard in the past, you know, that this is actually kind of a as much as we talked about the whole super group thing, right? But the fact that you guys, each of you, I don't know so much about Amir, but I was always told that, you know, each of you were always the nice guys from your bands. You know, like, is this the truth?
We should have named the record Last Place.
Last Place. But, you know... it's funny because it's been brought to my attention that you guys were all the nice guys in your bands, right? Is this true?
I don't like the implication that it throws negatives on anyone else, so I'm going to leave it alone.
Right. Okay. All right. I dig that.
These three are the nice guys. Trust me.
Okay. I was nice. Mike was nice, but Jeff was an asshole.
Hello,
CRTC. You know, how's
of
well?
Course. Are you kidding? They don't listen to us.
I'm out of here.
Well, this isn't cable.
we'll get away from this subject now, I promise. you guys are all, aside from Jeff, all based in Toronto right now. Jeff, you're out in Windsor.
Yeah, I've never left.
How does this affect rehearsals, recording, stuff like this for the band? For you being out in Windsor and the rest of the guys in Toronto?
Yeah, I've got a really good relationship with Via Rail.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Preferred, and, frequent
travel.
I've always done that. Like even with the Tea Party, yeah. You know, Jeff Martin and Stuart Chatwood lived from everywhere, from Toronto to Montreal to San Francisco to Los Angeles to Australia to Ireland. Yeah. Made no difference. It was when you want to get together, it's in Toronto. And these guys are 10 times more accommodating than the Tea Party ever was. So yeah. I just do my best to come up when we have to get together, and it's usually not a problem. I've got a great radio gig too, so they're really cool with leaving. Yeah. So
as for the rest of you guys, is there a different opinion on that?
He's been a trooper. He's an inspiration to all of us. The stuff he goes through, like we just fly back from across the country, get in at midnight, and
yeah.
Jeff has to figure out a way to get back to Windsor, and we're all like on our doorstep.
If you see a lonely guy on the side of the 401, by the way, just pick me up.
Pick him up. It's Jeff.
Means something.
He just needs to get back to Windsor.
He's completely taken away our right to complain about traffic.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, man, it took me half an hour to get here. What the hell? And he's like, I'm going to kill you.
I'm up at 4 hitting the 5:30 train.
What's Windsor to Toronto? What, like 4 hours?
4 hours.
Yeah? That's a good trek, you know.
It's a little bit, but you know what? Honestly, it's well worth it, and I could be playing with a bunch of guys. It really is not a problem.
Now
I
really enjoy it. You mentioned your radio gig. How do you find balancing the two?
They're really cool with me. They knew when they hired me a few years ago that this has been my thing. And actually, Mr. Program Director of the Year over here, Doug Elliott.
Are you listening, Doug? Are you listening to this?
This drug.
He has a nice boss.
Well, he was, Well, no, Doug.
Wow, so at least you need to...
He still has one.
Yeah.
That not taking the job seriously, bit you right, you know where.
Who wants to finish the interview? Jake Gold.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jake Gold. He's going to finish the interview right now. SciShow, we'll see you later. It's all good. That's all I got to say.
Cool, man. Cool. Well, your radio gig. I guess let's talk life after your previous bands. Between there was that space between. I mean, Edwin, you had a very successful solo career in between the two. Mike, you got into the recording and stuff. You opened up your studios. Mm-hmm. Of course, Jeff with the radio gig, and Amir.
I drank for a year before the radio gig, though.
Not during.
Drank solidly. Well,
and Amir, you went to law school. That's a stretch from music, man. I mean, like, we've got radio, music to radio, band to solo band. Career. Yeah, band to band, and then band to recording, and then you go to law school?
I thought it would be nice to see what money looked like.
Oh.
I've been playing music for so long, like... What's this money everybody talks about? And no, I kind of decided to do something different, and Australia was very, very, very far away. And
yeah.
why not? My wife and I packed our bags, sold the house. We got to do something there while we're there. So, like, yeah, let's just do law school while we're here, whatever.
And so is that something you still,
no,
you know?
Not anymore. No, I was doing a bit of criminal work when I first came back.
Oh, the law side of criminal work.
No, I'm talking about before I went to law school. I was, you know, getting arrested for a whole slew of summary offenses. No, I came back, and while we were still kind of recording, I need to, you know, make a little bit of cash, and so I was working in criminal for a bit, and then whatever, just,
yeah,
like, put that away, and this is now full-time. Thank God that happened, and this is a lot more fun than with people calling at 4 a.m, yo, I'm arrested with crack. I'm like, what the hell? My wife is sleeping, man, you know?
Well, I have to ask, too, how's the baby?
Gorgeous.
Excellent.
Sweet and huge.
Excellent.
97th percentile. Big boy.
Last time, was it last time? Well, when you were playing at the K-Rock Center, I know it was like, we were like a day away. Yeah. And it was like, she was like a day away from having the baby. And so everything's good?
Everything's good.
Excellent, man.
We figured, worst comes to worst, Ed will just perform the procedure, get the baby out. He's got big, strong hands.
Well,
so
because...
we're good either way. We actually had a nurse with us.
Did you really?
Wasn't Martina there?
Yeah.
Oh,
at the K-Rock Center last time you guys were in town. Excellent.
Jeff's
right
wife,
on.
Ready to go.
Oh, right on. And then, of course, is it one of those things where you just decided, you know what, I'm never getting out of this? Is it the music, as far as music goes? Was it just one of those things where, you know, you all, I mean, I guess, Edwin, a different question because you continued. As far as performing goes, for the rest of you, is it just something you decided, you know what, I can't stop doing this?
Well, I mean, for myself, I went and did the studio thing, and as much as I really do enjoy the studio now, I mean, there was times in my life where I didn't especially like the studio, but that's past. But, you know, it's what you are. You are a musician, whether you're playing in the studio. I mean, I played in a cover band with friends because you have to play. You're a musician. You go and play.
Yeah.
You find a way to play. So, I mean, when this came up, it was like another opportunity to play. And, you know, frankly, playing with Burroughs was a huge thing because I think a band can only ever be as good as its drummer. I mean, I've always been blessed with great drummers. And, you know, having a guy like Ed singing, awesome.
Yeah,
and I can put up with Amir for the most part. So, no, it was
the dirty look shoot across the stage right now.
The other thing is, you know, that 10-year gap in your career, you know, in your resume, where there's like all it says is rock star. There's not a whole lot of transferable skills there.
Yeah, it's
there.
Hard to get a job with that sort of resume. It really,
you know,
is.
They're like, well, and what can you bring to the company? Rock and roll. The people from HR look at you so weird when you do that.
Yeah.
It's like, I can tell you what a good deli tray is and what a bad deli tray is.
Wow! One more time, Jeff. One more time. Oh, man.
It's a Monday morning marketing meeting. I'm leaving it. It doesn't work.
What, Amir's made it pretty clear, I think, that, you know, like, this is what he is completely devoted to. As far as, I mean, again, Edwin, you know, it's still performing for you. So you're out of this one. You're off the hook. But as far as, like, you know, Jeff and Mike, what happens to the other things? If this, you know, if this is something you really want to, you know, do those other things just sort of go on the back burner for you guys? I think more so for Jeff, because, I mean, you know, it's recording is another thing you'll continue doing. But as far as the radio gig,
yeah, they know in my heart of hearts this is what I want to do.
Yeah,
and I'm grateful for the opportunity that they've given me. But in the meantime, I'm just blogging and I'm popping on now. I'm in with the drive guy and saying hey. But, yeah, honestly, they know. I don't think I was hired for my outstanding radio voice.
Who is Neither was I. It's cool.
Squeaks McGillicuddy over here. So, you know, I just knew so much about the city of Windsor, and I've played with most of the bands that we spin on air.
Yeah.
Like in whether it be festivals or shows or wherever the Tea Party had played. So that had given me that chance, and that was great. But, yeah, they know. They're cool with it. I think they like the fact that I'm gone.
Right on. Did
can always work in Kingston, right on?
Yeah. Did any
step aside, Sideshow?
Any? Yeah. Hey, you know what? With the way things are going today, I'm feeling it, man. You got a good chance. And look at how much the boss is smiling right now, ear to ear. He's loving it.
Is it cold over there? Is it just you?
when it came to now moving on to, you know, the formation of Crash Karma, when things started to really happen, when it came to actually getting to work on this stuff, did any of you feel like you really needed to try and reinvent your sound or your style or anything like that, or did you just sort of embrace that past sound style sort of thing?
I did once or twice, and then they said, dude, what are you doing?
It was very true.
This does not sound like you, Turner, do the solo again after like hours and hours. Yeah, and I was like, dude, try something else. I'm like, yes.
I'm doing like very guitaristy things. I'm like, oh, yeah. This is clever. You see how the chords and it all. I'm like, do that skronky thing.
Do the
skronky. And I throw one path and they go, yeah, that's it. I'm like, can I get the 3 hours of my life back? So, yeah, I mean, I think the cool thing for me has been hearing each of us, because obviously, I've worked with me before, so I know his creative voice as well, but hearing each of these individuals in a different context, you know, and mainly in D.
Yeah.
it just makes us, I think, we're all appreciating each other and, in fact, ourselves more for hearing it in this new light.
Okay, so do you, yeah.
We did a lot of, we weren't trying to reinvent the wheel or anything. We just basically were pushing each other in a friendly way to mm-hmm. be the best that we knew each other could be. Like, you know, if I would sing something and maybe it was a little lackluster or just didn't have the, you know, the oomph in it, you know, these guys would nicely say, I'd get your shit together and, you know, get it right, or, you know, we're going to kill you. And same with Mike, you know, Mike has a certain style to his playing and his soloing and stuff like that, that's why, you know, he's in the band, and that's why we wanted him here, and mm-hmm. we wanted him to bring that to the table, but at the top of that game, you know what I mean? And it was the same with all of us. We'd push each other to be our personal best.
So as a bunch of guys who've been doing it for a while, do you still feel growth as you go?
Well, I have a growth on my foot.
Oh, yeah.
No, like I was saying, with the touring and so on and so forth, it's really refreshing to know that this whole process has not been in vain.
Because
we knew we had a great record when the record was done, but, you know, four guys with the backgrounds basically being in live music and performance, and that's why you really do it. You never go out to be a musician to record a record. That's just one of the bonuses, but... there's a lot of growth, and I'm really, really happy. It's a lot of fun.
Right on. You know what? I think we're going to, because I've been getting out of hand here, I think we're going to take a quick break. We're going to throw it to the good folks that pay the bills, and we'll be right back live in Studio K-Rock with Crash Karma.
Studio K-Rock will continue in moments.